The Botanist, a quiet film about nature, friendship, and growing up. A young Kazakh boy walks through the valleys of northern Xinjiang, searching for plants. This is how The Botanist begins. It came out in Chinese cinemas in April 2026. It is the first film directed by Jing Yi. More than a common story, it feels like a soft, picture-like poem. The boy is Arson. Unlike others his age, he has little interest in games. Instead, he collects leaves, flowers, and grasses, carefully pressing them flat to keep them. For him, these plants are silent friends, and through them he builds a secret tie with nature to feel less lonely. His world brightens when he meets Mayu, a Han Chinese girl whose feelings change like the weather. A quiet, wordless connection grows between them. But their time together is as easily broken as the flowers Arson tries to save. When Mayu moves away and his brother also leaves, Arson faces one goodbye after another. He slowly learns that some things in life cannot be kept like dried plants. They must live on in memory. The film looks quite special. It uses a square-like screen shape, so every shot looks like a carefully arranged photo. All the people in the film are not trained actors. Many are real villagers. This gives the movie a natural and honest feeling. Though quiet, The Botanist has won attention around the world. It took the top prize, Grand Prix, in the Generation K-Plus section at the 75th Berlin International Film Festival and has been loved by many for its gentleness and depth. Director Jing Yi once explained the title, "A Botanist Saves Plants by Sorting Them into Groups." His film, in a similar way, tries to save easy-to-lose feelings, different cultures, and slowly disappearing memories. For young viewers, it offers a meaningful reminder. In a fast-moving world, it is worth slowing down, noticing the small beautiful things around us, and holding dear the people we love while they are still close.